Now, Israeli military has sealed the entrances to several villages in the occupied West Bank. Measure came after a Palestinian allegedly attempted to carry out a car ramming attack a day earlier and then fled the scene. Mona Candio reports from occupied Ramallah.
Israeli military has closed the entrances to several villages north and west of the occupied Ramallah. Israeli soldiers closed the road between Bir Zeit and Abud towns. They set up concrete roadblocks at the entrances of Nabi Saleh, Ain Sinia, and El Jelazon. Palestinians say these strict measures are part of Israel's attempts to tighten its military grip on Palestinian territories. They say these measures come under unjustified excuses.
Every day I drive my pickup truck from Al Jalazoon to Atara. The soldiers check my identity in addition to conducting body search. They claim I might have a knife. Sometimes they does not allow me to pass because they decide to close the area. As what happened today, they sealed off several villages. You can see roadblocks, military towers, and checkpoints everywhere.
Tel Aviv claims its troops were searching for a Palestinian vehicle, which its driver tried to run over soldiers in the area last night and managed to escape. Commentators meanwhile say that Israeli authorities are trying to justify its aggressive actions that are meant to strengthen its occupation.
The Israeli extremist regime carries out collective punishments against Palestinians for anything they do against Tel Aviv. Any incident that takes place, even if it was not on purpose, they want to intimidate the people and bring them to their knees.
In the past, West Bank closures were often imposed by the Israeli military ahead of Jewish holidays or for military procedures. Now, however, almost all the entrances to Palestinian villages and towns are either blocked by roadblocks or swinging gates or even by Israeli soldiers. Palestinians believe Tel Aviv's intensified military actions in the occupied West Bank are aimed at dissuading the people from getting engaged in resistance. These measures, including the increased closure of cities and villages, remind the people that they are living under occupation. Mona Qandil for Press TV, North Occupied Ramallah.